This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now, because we haven't had a chance to speak to him in a while, and we had to do some special stuff today to make sure everything got in before we headed out for the weekend, is, you can find his stuff, and he has more stuff there than anybody else, because he's the biggest writer in the gun culture in the world. His name is Dean Weingarten. How are you, sir?
I am doing well, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
You've got one article here. I mean, you got quite a few that we could talk about, but I want to start with this one simply because I've never seen you write one of these before. But now you're starting to track, I guess, attacking bull moose.
Well, it was interesting because I've been writing, as you know, quite a few articles about how pistols are used successfully against as a defense against bears. And I came across this article, and the news had not gotten much play, and it was about a backpacker in Idaho who was camped on this pristine wilderness site. You know, you had to pack in about 4.6 miles, and frankly, that stops most people from going there.
Right.
And it's this beautiful wilderness lake. And he set up a camp, and he has dog with him, and he gets attacked by a bull moose. I mean, he was able to dodge the moose, get behind a tree. But bull moose are big animals, and they can do a lot of damage. And more people are injured with moose attacks in Alaska than they are with bear attacks. But there's a lot more moose in Alaska. In the lower 48 states, there's not very many moose, so you don't get very many moose attacks. But he dodged this moose for a while, and eventually he had to shoot it. And he had a 45, and he shot the moose with the 45. That stopped the attack and killed the moose. And it was investigated by the Idaho authorities. And they said, he sure tore up your campground, and we don't see any evidence that he was elsewhere. Where, tearing up stuff. And so it's self-defense. And they ruled that was so. And it's not uncommon, especially during the rut, which is mating season for the deer family, and moose are the biggest deer family members in North America, it's not unusual for moose in the rut to attack almost anything. I mean, they've attacked train locomotives. They've attacked pickup trucks. I guess this guy was just unlucky in that this moose decided to attack him. And, the moose just wouldn't give up, and so eventually had to shoot it. Now, we don't know. All we know is that it was a 45, so it could have been a 1911. It could be a Colt single-action revolver. It could be a double-action revolver. I mean, it's unlikely it was a single shot or a Derringer, but,
right.
My supposition, best guess, is that it was probably a 1911 type. But it could have been Glock 21. We don't know. 20. Let's see, 21 would be a 45, yeah. 20.
21 is 45, 20 is the 10 millimeter.
Right. So that's what happened. And he notified the proper authorities, and they came out, and I found a website dealing with this campsite, and there were some people who had been there the night before and heard shots, I think, and they found a dead moose. And I said, gee, it's a shame. All that good moose meat go to waste because, of course, since it wasn't a hunting season, he wasn't allowed to, you know, keep the meat or anything. Of course, packing out a moose from 4.6 miles out is kind of a fair amount of work, too.
That's a lot of work. Now, it's not like, so I guess it isn't as, like in Alaska, whenever a big animal, a big hunt, a big prey animal like that gets killed, they always take the meat and they harvest the meat and give it to a food bank. They don't do that in Idaho, I guess.
Well, I don't know for certain, but because this moose was a long ways from anywhere, it would be a lot of work for anybody to get it out. And I'm just wondering if the authorities, at what point they got to it to investigate. You know, this happened, I think it was in August. And, you know, it doesn't take that long for a big critter in warm weather to go bad. So I don't know if the meat would have been usable or not.
Right.
And what the, what people did before they had refrigeration is that they would just sort of camp out on site, have a big feast of meat right away, eat as much as they could, and then they'd cut it up and dry it over smoky fires or whatever as a way to preserve it. We aren't set up, we haven't been doing that sort of thing here. I know that in some places that's still done, and in most places, even in very remote areas, it's common for people to have four-wheelers or snow machines or whatever to be able to get at to process large critters. But most of the time, they're hunted when the weather is colder, and that helps preserve the meat. So, when it's down near freezing, the meat, as long as you can get it to where that the animal, the chest and abdominal cavities are opened up so it can cool off, it keeps a lot longer. But I'm pretty sure that did not happen in this case.
Right. Right. A moose can kill you by trampling you and stomping you, right?
They're just so big and strong. Yes, most of the time, I don't know. I'm sure they could use their antlers. It's huge sets of antlers and lots of tines and fairly sharp. But most of the time that I hear about moose attacks, they use their hooves, their feet. Can inflict a lot of nasty wounds. More people are attacked by moose than bears in Alaska, but more people are killed by bears. So apparently bears are more thorough and teeth and claws are deadlier.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people in Alaska are killed, but it's not exactly by a moose attack. It's that they drive along the highway, and a moose is dark, and it's at night or whatever. The moose gets in front of them, and they hit that huge animal, and it's a terrible collision, and they die.
Right.
And the moose are so tall. They're very tall animals. And so a small car would hit the bottom part of the moose, and the big heavy part would go right in through the windshield.
That's why I drive a pickup truck, so I'm above everything. I'm trying to be above everything and everybody.
I think pickup trucks in collisions are much safer than little sedans.
Coming up on the first break, this article is at all contributors under Dean Weingarten, coming straight off the page of Ammoland.com. Ammoland was ranked the last time Freddie Real told me they'd ranked at number 744 worldwide. So they made the top 1,000 websites in Alexa rankings in the world. And Dean is the biggest writer there. You do the rest of the math. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now then, we're talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about what he's had going on lately. And let's talk about this. I did not realize, well, no. How bad are coyote attacks, and what can they possibly do in Vancouver about this? Because don't they have just about every gun is banned that would actually be of any use against a coyote, or what's the deal with that? We still got Dean?
Too
there he is.
Bad. Canada didn't used to be too bad on gun control as such. I mean, rifles and shotguns were easily available. You didn't have to go through too bad of a process to get them. Handguns could be had with a permit that wasn't terribly, horribly hard to get. And all that has changed in about the last 20 years to now. It's much harder to get guns. I mean, they've reformed their really bad law that came out, I think, in 98 into a merely bad law, where now you still have to go through a lot of processes. It's so bad that I wrote about a man in British Columbia. I believe Vancouver is in British Columbia. But they were in a remote part of it, and they were threatened by a mountain lion. And he wanted to get a gun, but the hoops you had to go through to get the gun were so bad that he got a spear instead, and he ended up saving his wife from a mountain lion attack with a spear. But so, you know, maybe the residents of Vancouver, when they go out to Stanley Park, could carry a spear with them, and maybe that would be better, because they're certainly not allowed to carry guns in the park. And so what has happened is that you have this infestation of urban coyotes. And in the last few months, from December of last year, so that's about 9 months or so, 10, they have had 45 documented attacks by coyotes, mostly on adults, but I think there were 5 children involved as well. And, you know, people are upset about it. Well, you don't expect to be attacked by a coyote when you're in a park in an urban area. But that's part of the problem. And that is, they can't do anything. If you were out in rural Canada, you could probably, you know, carry a .22 rifle and you could take care of any problems with coyotes. But in urban Canada, you're not allowed to have a firearm around. I mean, it's just virtually impossible to get a permit to carry in Canada of any kind. And so you have these coyotes that are very, very strongly protected, and would they have lost all fear of humans?
And in Canada, happens, they're protected.
It's certainly in the urban areas they are.
Yeah.
And and they want... So they have all these attacks. I mean, nobody's been killed, but there was one, I think, about two or three-year-old that was pretty badly mauled up. You know, you see pictures of, you know, dozens of stitches about her face and neck. And so, you know, that's not good. That was probably the worst attack. And so what they finally, because of all these attacks, they said, we got to take care of business. And they decided that they were going to call, you know, kill about 30 coyotes or more in the in this park, Stanley Park. And the backlash is amazing. There was something like 10,000 people that signed, a provision asking that the government not kill these coyotes. No, you want to be very sure. You got to have, I'm exaggerating a little bit, you got to have a jury trial. You got to check to see if each individual coyote is guilty or not. And then you only kill the guilty ones, and you don't kill those that are not really attacking people. I mean, how you figure that out is kind of difficult, I think. I think they said, well, we will only go after, you know, aggressive ones. But if you allow people to protect themselves, the problem is solved very quickly and cheaply, because when coyotes approach people in an aggressive manner, they get killed. But when you protect the coyotes so that people can't kill them, then you get this situation where you have attacks. Now, coyotes are probably a little bigger up in Canada. They get bigger as you go north. But normally, coyotes would not be a severe danger to adults. But, of course, they could be a serious problem to children. And I had a friend of mine who was actually chased by a pack of coyotes on Yuma Proving Ground about 20 years ago. And, no, it was more than that, 30. When she was there, she was a child. She was, probably pre-adolescent. I think she was about 11 or 12. And she was walking around. And a pack of coyotes actually chased her. And she was close enough. The closest place to get protection happened to be the commander's house. And she managed to get to the screen door, open the screen door, and get inside and close it. And the coyotes were coming right up to the screen door. They'd been chasing her. Of course, she ran, and that incentivized them to chase prey. And then the commander opened the door, and they ran off. But so it's not that uncommon for coyotes, because there are so many of them that they will test human children to see if they're suitable prey or not. And some attacks have been pretty nasty. And there were a couple of coyotes in Canada, oh, I think it's been about a dozen years now, that killed a runner, a athlete. And I believe she was running with earbuds on. And they actually attacked and killed her, a couple of them. And so there's been at least one death by coyotes of an adult in North America, though it is not common. But we contrast this with what happened down in Texas. Remember Governor Perry was out jogging one day?
I tell you what, hang on to that thought. We're coming up on the break. I do want to hear. I remember that story, but I don't remember the details of it, so we'll hear this when we get back. This article is straight out of the pages of Ammoland.com. Ammoland.com is the biggest website of its type in the world. Dean is the biggest writer at the biggest website in the world of its type, which makes Dean the biggest writer in the gun culture. It's a very simple mathematical I can prove it with a bar graph and a slide rule. No problems. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas at the White House on Friday says the migrant camp under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas has been cleared and that thousands of illegal immigrants are being asked to appear in court.
Approximately 12,400 individuals will have their cases heard by an immigration judge to make a determination on whether they will be removed or permitted to remain in the United States.
He also says around 8,000 migrants have decided to return to Mexico voluntarily, while the DHS processes over 5,000 migrants to determine whether they're expelled or put in immigration removal proceedings. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announcing on Friday that President Biden will consider executive actions regarding police reforms. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill approve a 2022 budget.
The House approved a $768 billion National Defense Authorization Act for the 2022 fiscal year in a bipartisan 316-113 vote on Thursday. Now that Pentagon spending levels have been set, some of the guides in the annual law this time around would require women to register for military draft. It also gives U.S. service members a 2.7% pay raise. The bill now heads to the Senate and is expected to work out any differences with the House in the coming months. Should also be noted the House approved a $1 billion Iron Dome defense missile system for Israel. The vote in favor was 420-9. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL has announced Super Wild Card Weekend will wrap up with a Monday night game in the playoffs beginning this postseason. That means two games will take place on Saturday, three more on Sunday, followed by the Monday night contest. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and you were going to tell us about Rick Perry and his, it was Rick Perry, right? This is when he was governor.
Yes, it was when he was governor of Texas, and he was out jogging one morning. I believe he had his daughter's dog, a young lab, out with him, and a coyote was very interested in this lab as potential prey, it appears. And so Governor Perry was armed with a Ruger 380, and he had a laser sight on it, and he shot the coyote and ended the threat right there. And Ruger was so impressed with his action that they came out with a coyote special version of the pistol. Okay. It shows a completely different mindset in the United States than it does, in Canada, into how to handle that sort of problem. Now, if people in Vancouver were allowed to carry personal firearms for self-defense, I think the coyote problem would go away very rapidly and very cheaply and very quickly. Because coyotes just aren't, much of a match for an armed human. And where armed humans prevail, coyotes are much less of a problem. They certainly don't threaten humans, generally. And coyotes are relatively common. They're really more of a pest than anything. It's not like they're endangered or there's the lack of coyotes. It's just that in this particular place in British Columbia, in Vancouver, in Stanley Park, they have learned that they don't have much to worry about from humans, and so they probably have created a lot more coyotes than there's food for in the area, and so they're turning to humans as a way to eat. I mean, they haven't eaten any humans yet, but a number of pets have been taken, and that's one of the first things that happen with coyotes as they start to overpopulate beyond natural food supplies, as they start looking at livestock and pets as food sources. And anybody who's lived in an urban area where there's significant numbers of coyotes, or even on the edge of the desert, like here in Yuma, Arizona, you often see a lot of pets, particularly cats, it seems, disappear as coyotes start preying upon domestic animals. So it's just one of these things that happens, and I hope that the people of Vancouver realize that the coyotes are not furry humans who understand the rule of law and human ethics. They don't. It's beyond their ability to do so. So they are being dealt with. I give the Vancouver government some credit for dealing with them. They're going to trap them in humanely designed leg hold traps, and then they're going to humanely euthanize them to make sure that they don't suffer particularly. I was on a discussion board considering this article, actually, and somebody said, well, it's the easy solution to the problem. Just dart the coyotes and move them. people just don't understand the reality. I mean, they think that what they see on TV is reality. I guarantee you that person who made that comment had never tried to actually do what it takes to dart a coyote without first trapping it in some way or another. It's not easy. Coyotes, even ones that are not averse to humans and are, that are in parks, you can't just go out there and expect a coyote to come right up to you. I mean, not regularly anyway. I mean, they may, but the amount of time and effort it would take to dart 20 or 30 coyotes in a park, I mean, we're talking probably hundreds of thousands of dollars of man hours, if not millions. And then once you dart them, what do? Well, first off, trying to get the dosage just right on an animal is not that easy, and you're going to kill some of them just by overdosing. I've heard estimates that, on some animals, that fatality rate reaches as high as 50%. And then, what are you going to do with this coyote? Well, zoos have no shortage of coyotes. I don't even know of zoos. There are probably some that have coyotes in them. But you've got to take this coyote and put it somewhere else. Well, you're taking it from its home territory that it knows and understands and figures out how to eat, and you're putting it down in some other animal's home territory, and I guarantee that most of coyotes that you would move are going to die fairly quickly because it's not their territory. I mean, it's just what happens. So you're just trying to sort of hide the way that you kill these coyotes instead of just doing it the easy, simple, fast, and cheap method. So darting and moving them is not a serious solution to the problem. It just sounds good.
Well, I mean, most of the time when they do that, this is with a bigger predator, isn't it? It's with
It'd be with something like a grizzly bear or maybe a mountain lion. But they've even found that moving bears does not work well. One of the big problems is you've got to move them a long ways before they can't get back to where they were before, because their tendency is to try to go back where they were, and that's often what happens. And if you move them far enough, they're in very strange territory, and they're likely to get predated upon or die before they figure out how to make things work in that territory. It's not like you're dropping a human in a city with a load of cash. You know, they have to figure out what make things work, and there's other animals there that don't want competition where they're at. So unless you have a situation where, there is no comparable predator, like you're reinstituting wolves, for example, and even then you have a relatively high failure rate, it's just not reasonable to move an animal to a strange place and expect it to survive. A wolf pack, they move several of them together and they reinforce each other.
Right.
But just to move one animal into a strange place isn't reasonable, doesn't work. By the way, I wrote about a case here in Arizona where they were doing the dart and remove, and they did so with a, I don't think they had to dart it, they just trapped it, a black bear, big black bear. And then they moved it, but they didn't move very far. I think they just moved it a couple miles. And like two nights after they moved it, it attacked a young woman and caused very serious injury until it was shot by a camp counselor with a .44 Magnum. And that stopped the attack, but she had to go through multiple reconstructive surgeries. And the family sued the Arizona Fish and Game, but I'd have to look at my notes to be certain. And it changed policy on moving animals all over the nation. It's just too dangerous a thing to do with big animals generally, and so they pretty much stopped it. If they have a problem animal, now they mostly get euthanized, because that stops the problem. And frankly, it's probably the best and most effective choice. If you have a bear that is
acclimated
to people.
Yeah, hang on just a second. Got one more break to get through. Dean has over 1,800 articles waiting on you, just like these at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We've been talking, and this portion of the show, by the way, is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten. And before we go, because this is actually, I love this kind of an article. You wrote a something about the survey which validates the figures we throw around on a daily basis that people like Kleck and Lott and the CDC and all these other, they come up with them, and it's always nice to have that validated. What did you find
with this? And what happened here, I think, is well worth knowing about, and that is that Gary Kleck did some of the early work on how many defensive gun uses there are in the United States on an annual basis. I mean, he is a criminologist. He's one of the top in his field. He's probably the foremost expert on crime and guns in the United States. And he's gotten numerous awards for this. He's considered by his peers to be at the top of his field. And so back in the late 90s, he started doing work and trying to figure out how many defensive gun uses there were. He just didn't know. Nobody did. And frankly, the media had pretty much made an informal finding that they would not publicize defensive gun uses. So the only way, and the FBI and the police, of course, don't record defensive gun uses because, you know, somebody decides they're going to try and attack you and you pull out a gun and they run away. There's no crime committed. Well, there probably was an attempted crime, but it didn't happen. And most people don't report it to the police, and if the police hear about it, there's nothing much really to record. So, and then it never makes the papers. So most of the defensive gun uses are never recorded or put in a paper anywhere. So the way to find out about them is to do a survey where you contact a lot of people, and it gets expensive because the most common way to do it is with phone contacts. And because defensive gun uses aren't super common, you have to contact a significant number to get a statistically valid sample. So Gary Kleck did this, and their biggest, their best sample back in the late 90s was about 5,000 people, and they called it the National Firearms Survey. And there were a number of other people who did surveys, and most of the surveys, there are about 14 of them that I recall, or 19, and they came up with somewhere between 500,000 to about 3 million. So that's a pretty good range, but it's still substantial numbers. 500,000 to 3 million defensive gun uses a year. Well, there was one survey that was an outlier, and it's a big survey. They contact like 100,000 people, so it's a very big survey, but it wasn't designed to find defensive gun uses. This is the National Crime Victimization Survey, and they only even ask if there was a defensive gun use after someone has said they've been victimized, been a victim of a crime. Well, if you pulled out a gun and the person ran away, most people would not believe that they were a victim because they prevailed. So, of course, it gets rid of a whole lot of the sample to start with. And it's an outlier. It says there's roughly 100,000 defensive gun uses a year. Well, so Kleck has been trying to figure out what's truth here, and he came across some surveys conducted by the Center for Disease Control back in the late 90s. It sounds to me as if they were trying to show that Kleck was wrong, but it was part of a bigger survey, and the numbers lined up pretty close to what Kleck had found, and then the CDC just dropped it. They never published anything more about it. Gee, I wonder why. But they didn't. And so by 2018, Professor Kleck he did a paper on what could be the sources of errors in defensive gun uses, you know, in surveys for defensive gun uses. And then they designed a survey using new technology on the Internet where they could anonymously survey people and yet have a valid sample and get a big sample. Instead of 5,000 people, they got 54,000 people. And it was done in such a way that it wasn't biased, you know, because it's on the Internet and people can trade data and look at data and be more anonymous. It was a very carefully done survey to try to get around difficulties of telephone surveys. And because it was on the Internet, it was a lot cheaper, too. And some of the early results of that survey were just published a little while ago, I think less than a month ago. They call it the National Firearms Survey of 2021. Interestingly, I see another paper with the same name out of Harvard that hasn't been published yet, but they're starting to talk about it. And I'm going, did they take the name from Gary's earlier survey or what? So some of the key results of the Kleck survey, I'm going to call it the Kleck National Firearms Survey, they found, unsurprisingly, that about one-third of U.S. adults own guns. Well, that's reasonable. That comes to about 81-plus million people. One of the results that I found that was interesting was that a good chunk of those, over 42%, are female, more than I thought it would be. And the average gun owner owns 5 firearms, and they found over 20 million people carry defensive firearms in public with some frequency, which lines up with what John Lott's research has shown. And now this was the thing that really caught my attention. From the survey, if you extrapolate it out, 25 million gun owners have used a gun in self-defense. 25 million. But that's over their whole lifetime.
Right.
And so that, when you do the math, it comes out to roughly 1.67 million defensive gun uses.
I think it should be pointed out, too, that Gary Kleck is not exactly somebody that you would call Captain Conservative.
No, he's not. He's a Democrat. I wouldn't call him an extreme leftist. He's probably sort of an old school Democrat. I mean, I think he's in his 70s now. You know, so he's not with the woke generation necessarily. And he came to these conclusions from the basis of being kind of, you know, roughly anti-God. Not strongly, but he was willing to do the research and find the facts.
Right.
And he says,
he's honest, though. He's honest.
Yes. I consider him an honest academic, somebody who's actually trying to understand reality. And he says the paper comes up with about 1.67 million defensive gun uses a year. And he believes that it could be as high as 2.8 million because in previous work they found out that almost 40% of defensive gun uses are by people who don't personally own a gun, which makes sense. You know, so you're in a household, there's a gun there, maybe your husband owned the gun and you use the gun in a self-defense situation. You don't personally own it, but it's still a defensive gun use. Or maybe, a minor child. We've seen a number of those cases where a 14 or 15-year-old uses a family firearm to defend themselves. So it seems reasonable to me. He says if you add in those numbers, you get to 2.8 million a year.
There you go. Hang on right there because we're running out of time. Hopefully everything works out and we can do what we do on Wednesday. That's my hope. I'll let you know.
I hope so, too.
That's my hope, but thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Coming up next, hour number 3 is inbound. We're going to be talking to a young guy named Alex Revell from Guns.com.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.